get started.
Raise your right hand, please. I.
I.
Danny Strahan.
Danny Strahan.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and that I will faithfully demean myself in the office of temporary presiding commissioner for which I was appointed on this 30th on this 9th day of November 2012.
I do. All right. We're ready to go then. Okay, Pat, I guess I'll let you do the... Randy's here, the Road and Bridge Administrator, and he's got the maps here and everything, but we'll let you proceed with what our concerns are.
Okay. I think Mr. Armstrong and I have exchanged information, and I've sent him some photographs and different things and talked to him about what the concern is about the guardrails and the elimination of the ditch, which causes the which will cause the water to kind of come across the road. Mike, I kind of let you, you thought a conference call would be good, so I might let you suggest.
Well, Ryan, we had some email exchanges and some conversations about the guardrail, and in your last letter, Pat, you said you've had a chance to talk with Taney County about the guardrail, and y'all feel that it's necessary because of the elimination of some ditches. So we had two thoughts on this. One, the issue of the guardrails did come up in before the plans and specifications for Smooth Hollow were finished, and in conversation and I don't remember who all was there. I know Dale was there and the resident from Haney County and the resident from Tor, and the decision was reached that a guardrail would constitute an improvement over what was there already, and by our agreement with the Corps, we're only to provide a continuation or reasonable continued use. And so it was not included in the agreement. And then the second part, we feel that even if we're only needing to reach the benchmark of continued reasonable use, there's no harm done to the road or lessened use of it. We actually are improving the road because we've raised it an additional half foot to a foot over what we are required by the Corps, and then we're widening the road and doing some other improvements to it to make it even a better passable system. So we didn't see that adding a guardrail was part of our scope of work. And the same thing, I did have Dale go back and look at the ditch matter, and from all the preliminary cross sections and the photos we've taken, we can't see that there was ever a ditch on the road. So I'm not sure where y'all are coming from on that part.
Well, I'll let maybe Randy address. I think Randy would have probably, and Randy, correct me if I'm wrong, been the one that was allegedly in this meeting where the guardrails were discussed, because we've gone back and searched the commission, and there are absolutely no discussions in the commission minutes. And I know, Mike, I know you looked for some meeting minutes, and you were unable to find any where guardrails were discussed.
Right, but there wasn't a whole lot of detail to those minutes, at least the copy I had. I mean, it didn't hurt. It was a very, summarized down description of the conversation, if you will. There wasn't a lot of detail in it, so it could have been easily not included.
Okay. Randy, do you recall any conversation about guardrails at all?
No, I wasn't present at a meeting that was discussed about guardrail. The meeting I was at, there was discussion of the elevation of the road and then the surface and that type of thing. The previous road had ditches just in limited areas along the bluffs, and there was a guardrail on the one side of the pre-existing culverts that were replaced. But the raising of the road made the slopes steeper than what they were previous, the widening and the raising. So it makes slopes a little steeper in a few areas there. But there were ditches, and one area for drainage, we did add a culvert in that area, and it was along the bluff where we have a known water issue with the spring and the drainage off of the bluff itself. And that was put back. We furnished the culvert, but that was put back. So,
is that where the ditches area prior to this? Is that where the ditch area was as well?
This had a previous culvert in there, and that was an area that was along the big section of bluff. That area did have a ditch. It went out each way from that culvert a distance, and that was basically bluff and road. And if there was any ditch, it was fairly shallow, but the road had somewhat of a crown. It wasn't really sloped from the bluff all the way to the lower edge of the road. But in some areas, there was not a ditch, basically. It was just the road over to the bluff.
And then the other question, you mentioned ditches, that there were some guardrails?
There was guardrail. One side during high water events was either knocked out or taken out. But the lower side on the one side or the other, I don't remember which side, on the pre-existing 10-foot culverts did have guardrail on it.
And those have not been put back?
No.
Okay, Mike, is there any reason those weren't put back?
Bales, do you remember the guardrails? I don't. But if there was guardrail, it was not shown on our pre-construction survey. If you got evidence of where they were and to what extent they were, you know, we will replace the status quo if it was in fact there, but we have no evidence that it was a part of the project at the time we started.
It was just a couple sections of guardrail just over the culverts themselves there, Dale. It didn't extend beyond them 10-foot culverts, but one side was taken out in previous years, never reinstalled by us or guardrail people, but one side was pre-existing there.
Okay, so you're saying that, if I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, there was guardrail at some point in the past over the ends of the two 120-inch culvert pipes. The guardrail on one side had, in fact, been damaged, demolished, or whatever previously, and never been reinstated at the time we started this project, but that guardrail did exist on the opposite side of the road, and we apparently failed to pick that guardrail up when we did our survey. Am I correct in my understanding?
Yes.
Yeah, if that is accurate, then we have no problem replacing whatever guardrail may have existed previously, and we can arrange to do a change order with our contractor and have that reestablished.
The other thing I would say is that Mike made the mention is only the continued reasonable use because in fact it was better because you all had raised it and widened it. The problem is it was a reasonable continued use and improved it for the flooding, but it made it worse for other things, including the danger of a big drop-off there, I guess. I guess I'm going to suggest something. I don't have approval from the commission. I guess I'm suggesting this as a split the baby for both of you. And I don't have a clue how much it would cost. Randy might be able to tell us, and how much area really would need to be covered by the guardrail anyway. Is why don't you all split it?
Dale did do a cost estimate on a guardrail. The cost to place a guardrail along the full length of the section of Sioux Hollow Road that we worked the estimate estimated cost based on Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department weighted averages is $134,000.
Woo!
Now that's along the entire
length of the road.
Full length of the roadway. But it's
3,900 linear feet.
How long?
3,900 linear feet.
3,900 linear feet. So it's no small matter, Pat, and that's why we're going, whoa, this should have been hashed out and brought up when we were negotiating the original plans and specs. And, I understand what you're saying about the elevating of the roads, but it was already elevated. So if there is a
lake level, it's elevated.
Let me step in and say something about that. The road has been traveled. I'm just Danny Strahan, the Eastern Commissioner, and Randy and I had traveled the road several times. There's places there where there was no need for guardrail because the road sloped away from the lake. And so where the road sloped away from the lake, it was in our judgment that we didn't need a guardrail. When the 2% grade toward the lake, which is on the existing plans, any kind of ice storm, snowstorm, or anything where we plow, that causes a danger to the public if they hit a piece of ice or if it's sleet or whatever, which automatically projects them into the lake. Those areas are what was a concern to ours. When we talked about the existing ditch, even though there was places where there was maybe not what you would call a ditch line, the road in itself sloped into the bank and not into the lake. And there is where the problem exists now, because your engineering sloped it to the lake, and where we had a ditch along, or even a slight ditch along, and where the culvert was added, caused a danger to the public as a 2% grade on ice that slides them into the lake versus one that would take them even into the bluff where it's not a life-threatening situation on ice or sleet, snow-covered areas. So that's where my main concern as a commissioner is if it was missed, skipped, or whatever. Now, there's places when you talk about the full length of the project, there's places along there that is a dangerous situation on the where we call the bottoms or the flatter part of it, that I don't know that we would place guardrail in that particular area even today, and we don't expect you to do so. But where the bluff has been changed and there's a 2% grade of drainage into the lake, there's going to have to be something done. And where we had pre-existing guardrail there and then the raising of the water and if I remember right, some of that was even the old pole-type guardrail that was just a protective deal, and it, you know, the raising of the lake and the water and all that washed that completely out. But what we're main concerned with is where we have the bluff with a 2% grade that goes into the lake.
The other thing I might mention is the agreement does require you all to put these back to MoDOT standards, and there are MoDOT standards on guardrails. That's why I'm suggesting that we try to get... I'm sorry.
Can you provide us a copy of that MoDOT standard?
I'll sure try to find one for you. I know there are MoDOT standards for guardrails. Might even be able to pull it up right now because I happen to have that on my... computer, but I guess my question would be is if that is the case, and and you all are required to do it all, or, you know, I hate things like this because, quite honestly, I think everybody's trying to do the right thing, you know.
Sure.
But I thought, you know, we have to worry about the safety of folks. You all have to consider the safety of folks, but we have to pursue it because it's on our roads.
Sure. Well, what I heard you say is there an opportunity to split costs? And I also heard Commissioner Strahan say that a guardrail along the entire 3,900 linear feet is not required, but there's an area along the bluff that y'all think is the critical area, and then of course where it needs to be replaced over culverts that we all agreed that if they were there before, we'll replace them back. I don't have a sense for how long a stretch that is. Do y'all?
We can measure that and give you an estimated footage.
I think that as we get into the discussion that far, we need to arrange an on-site meeting between our folks and county folks.
That's probably a good idea.
So we can discuss that face-to-face on-site.
Well, the Corps is going to have to be processing this, because our agreement, I mean, we got an agreement with y'all that says we'll do the work that we presented in the plans and specs. And then we have an agreement with the Corps of Engineers that says we will fulfill our obligation to relocate, move, modify lakeside facilities to accomplish that reasonable continued use. The Corps is the determiner of reasonable continued use, so, you know, not us. So the agreement that we had with you guys met that bar, and so now we're changing that. And so we're going to have to bring
it in. And I guess, my goodness, the thing I would say about that is the reasonable continued use is not there for those folks that are going to have to drive across ice, and it's more dangerous than it was prior. That's not the reasonable continued use as it was. Now, a reasonable continued use as a road and driving it, yeah, on a sunny day like today, be fine. It's the same. But it's the which all roads have to adhere to the changing weather conditions, and this is one of them. And flooding was the other, which you all did take care of, which then generated the problem, a new problem instead. But instead of arguing those little points, why don't we first determine what distance might be required, and then maybe Randy could get that to me, I could send it on to Mike or whoever you prefer. And then if it is reasonable, maybe meet out there and move forward with trying to resolve it.
Okay. If y'all would, I'm going to put you on me for just a second. I want to confer with Dale on something real quick, if you don't mind.
Just okay.
30 seconds.
Jim, do you have any thoughts?
I'm just listening. I'm supporting Danny. I mean, obviously, we have safety concerns, and anytime we've got the slip of the road or the camera of the road changing, we've got to be aware of that. That's ice. So I'm supporting what Danny said. I mean, I understand it's a large rail. I also been on the road. I don't think we need to do the entire way, like Danny's saying, but we just need resolution somehow.
Okay. Andy, do you have that MoDOT book?
I probably have one over in the office.
Construction book, or it's online. Just wondered if you would have the opportunity to maybe take a look at the guardrail issue.
Okay.
Pat, I think that the most reasonable thing is for those gentlemen to be on site with us in a meeting to see exactly what their responsibility might be. I know the Corps is going to have a responsibility of change. When we talk about widening of the road and improving and what all they've done, when we visit about that, they increased the slope in some places almost to a 2-to-1 slope, whereas before we didn't have a 2-to-1 slope, and that means that we have to move the guardrail in on a 2-to-1 slope in to the driving surface itself. So there's a lot of issues that can be discussed over the phone looking at a map that doesn't pertain to exactly on-site visit. And that's where I think that would be good for us to meet with Arkansas Fish and Game and the
Corps, right,
and ourselves.
Make that visit with everybody?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to do that to establish the links as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Pat, we're back.
Okay.
Appreciate the courtesy of Loudendale Dive to confer. He was showing me and confirming the commissioner brought up that the road sloped into the bluff, and so it did not warrant as much of a safety problem as the current one did. And Dale was showing me on the cross sections that actually the road did slope towards the lake. Up front, with all our plans and specs and drawings, we discussed the 2% slope that we were going to reestablish for drainage control. So I'm still struggling with why this was not identified and dealt with in the planning process, because it's catching us by surprise. And we've already gone through a budgeting process. We've got money in place. We're on. We've honored everything that we had told you that we would be doing, and so we're a little bit caught off guard and surprised that here's a $130,000 unexpected expense coming up that from everything we've seen, is an improvement. I mean, we've been upfront and above board on everything that we're going to do, and from what's existing to what it's going to look like when finished.
And I will say that, of course, I was not at any of those meetings until the agreement was entered into. I have not seen what you're talking about. And, Randy, do you have the numbers he's talking about the slope? Do you have those in anything?
Basically, what I'm looking at on their plans, all of your engineer plans call for a finished 2-to-1 slope when the road is complete after the raising and everything. And most of the areas of concern is the areas where them slopes are considerably steeper than that. No, the embankments from the edge of the road surface itself, where the riprap rock and that material was placed and in the area of the culverts, the slopes are quite a bit steeper than pre-existing.
What would you think about, guys, what would you just think about meeting out there and try to address this, get an idea of the length of the guardrail that is probably most important, and try to approach this with all everybody bringing their maps and different things, and let's spend an hour or two, whatever it takes, to try to get this figured out so we all are on the same page before we start fighting.
Well, I don't think there's a situation of fighting. I tell you what I think. I think that the first time that there was an accident, that's when there would be a lot more confusion than trying to get this straightened out beforehand. And I think that the fact that there was a 2% slope that sloped into the lake, if someone was on a sheet of ice and sloped in there, this would be a lot more serious conversation, and we'd be talking about a lot more than $138,000. And so I'm wanting to get this resolved in a civil matter, that where we both look and we see the intent that we tried to do things right, instead of trying to the major discussion, the reason the guardrail wasn't discussed as much is because of the amount of the raise of the road. That was the continuous talk during the meeting, was the amount of 3 to 5 feet, or if it was a 5 foot raise and they were going to raise it 3 feet, and then we talked about the amount of base that went in, and we needed to let that set for a while before we covered it. There was lots of discussion. This is, I think it'll be on a disc. I'm pretty sure it'll be on a disc. But anyway, those conversations won't be covered in just the legal minutes, but they will be covered in our conversation on a disc. The fact that we had no reason for great concern before the road was raised, but now that we do, because of the height and the slope away from the bluff, I mean, a little common sense there sure does play a big part in winter-type weather that would cause us to face a tragedy other than facing getting this fixed right.
And I will also, before we meet, Randy and I will get together on the MoDOT specs and try to find the guardrail requirements, because I'm sure MoDOT has guardrail requirements.
Okay, well, let's get a meeting set up. And we're agreeable to that. I'd much rather, you know, negotiate this through. I just want y'all to understand why we're a bit, I won't say standoffish, but a bit resistant to this, because it is an add-on that we didn't anticipate. I do want Glenn Prophet with the Corps to be involved, or at least John Heiser or Tracy Fancher, because one of them, I believe it was John Heiser, if I remember, was part of the discussion originally, so he should be able to remember that. But all that being said, no, let's get out there and see if we can resolve this, amicably.
When are we thinking? I mean, I know there's a lot of people involved here. What are you thinking?
Well, as quick as possible, because we have a contractor on site. And we're about ready to wrap this part of our project up.
Is there any way that you, and Randy, again, I'm going to ask you, do you have all the plans and specifications there?
I've got a set of plans that Arkansas Game and Fish, is there a set of plans that they give us, is what I've got here.
Including the prior, the pre-existing condition that it was in prior to the changes?
I'm sure they would have some. I don't know how much pre-existing notes would be on the plans. I know they've got some, lots of contours and elevations, but most of it pertains to the finished grade, finished product.
Do you all have some, Mike, that show what the pre-construction condition was? It's just some photographs. Do you have
our construction drawings reflect not only the finished cross sections that existed before construction began? I have some pre-construction photographs available.
Okay. I would appreciate it is it possible to send me the photographs at least? And I know those pre-construction drawings are usually large, but if you have them digital, that'd be great too. Well, if not,
I think y'all have the same plans and cross sections that we do.
Same account.
Okay, in that case, I'll just get the frame.
I have on the table in front of me. If you will give me your email address, Pat, I can have photographs sent to you electronically, and anyone that needs to be copied with Taney County, why don't you just let me give you my email address, and then you can email that information to me, and then we can redistribute it. Email address is jdgunter at
cfc.state.ar.us. State is spelled out.
Did you say AGFC?
Yes, Arkansas Game Foxtrot Charlie.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yeah. Our acronym.
All
yeah, right. I've got that email address already, so, but whatever.
We have an executive session set up, I think, for next Thursday, the 15th.
Yes, we next Thursday. I think you and Frank both are to be here next Thursday. So,
yeah, that's reasonable, Pat. That's reasonable.
How about you guys?
Let me look, Pat. Dale was telling me Friday the 16th. Not available the 14th or the 15th. Our legislators coming in session, and they like us over there a lot. But the 16th is my earliest available date, to be honest with you. Dale says he's fine with the 16th.
What day is that?
I don't know that you need me to be there, but I have a free trial conference. Don't need me to be there. I guess it doesn't matter.
Friday.
Would you all, commissioners, would you all prefer to do it on a Thursday?
It just needs to be taken care of as quick as possible. Any date that we can all set up and agree on is fine with me. This is Commissioner Strahan. I don't know how Jim's schedule.
Why don't we get the schedule and let's make it work? The commissioner will make it work.
So the 16th.
Do you want to go and do it on the 16th, then?
That'd be fine. I don't know Ron's schedule, Danny.
I don't either, and he's on the road today, so I don't have no idea what his schedule is on that particular date.
Give us a secondary date, then. Can we get the 16th and then put the 16th and then do a secondary date just in case Ron and Jim aren't available after they look at their calendars? Is that possible, guys?
We definitely need at least two commissioners there to make any decision that you guys might be able to bring forward so that we can set an agreement and get this in place. Randy brought up an interesting situation there. You know, your construction people probably won't be the same people that set up guardrail. We don't we bid out all guardrail, and it varies from, I mean, we had a great lot of difference in the last long length guardrail that we installed. And some of it is, some of it was real cheap and good guardrail, and the others was terribly expensive. So there's a bidding process that can make a lot of difference in the cost.
I hate to do this, guys, but I have a pretrial conference that starts in 15 minutes at the courthouse, so I have to go.
Let's set this date up and have them contact Nikki and try to let her coordinate it all. How's that sound? Because she'll have.
If it doesn't work on the 16th, is there any way? The next week's Thanksgiving, so.
We have conferences all week, so we can't do that.
Okay. But what about the 29th? Is that even a possibility?
I'd have to look at Ron's schedule. Let's just try to shoot for the 16th, guys.
Yeah, we'll do everything possible to hit that date.
You guys keep talking. I'm leaving. Thank you. Mike, thank you for setting this up. Dale, I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll get it resolved.
All right, Pat, thanks.
All right. Hey, I will say this. It's only good for lawyers when you don't, okay? Thanks. See ya.
Bye.
All right, thank you so much for visiting with us about this, and it's, like I said, it's a concern for everyone. It's not just a concern for Taney County or Arkansas Fish and Game or the Corps. It's a concern for everyone, so I'll be glad to come to resolve on the whole situation.
What time on the 16th? 10 a.m.
What time do you? Yeah, that whatever time you guys, because you're the ones that can move forward. You know, you're the ones traveling and everything. So you said 10. Is that what you said?
Push it back in the morning. I'm going to be driving over from Jonesboro, Arkansas. So I'm 4 hours away.
Yeah.
We could do 11 a.m. That'd even be better.
That'll be fine.
Okay.
Of what month?
And we just meet on site?
Just meet on site there at Slough Hollow.
Yeah. 11 a.m.
You good with that?
Yeah.
11 a.m. on site? Okay.
And if there's some complication with everyone getting together and being there, we'll just make contact with each other and try to come up with another date. But what we need to do is before we have, we still have barriers. I think some of the locals are going around those barriers, but moving. I seen where they had run over our barriers at one time, so we need to get it fixed up to where we can let them pass through there. I know they're getting edgy, but appreciate your help and your phone calls.
She needs the names of who.
This is Mike Armstrong.
Hi, Mr. Armstrong. I'm going to be setting up a meeting for the 16th.
Okay.
What is your email address, please?
ML Armstrong, one word, at agsc.state.ar.us.
Great. I'll send you an invite.
Okay. Then I will I'll notify Glenn Prophet with the Corps and ask that they be present.
Okay, John Heiser and Mark Case, but I think Mark has been moved up the chain or something. But I know John Heiser was involved in that last meeting that was there, and so whoever needs to be there from the Corps, we'll contact them and ask them to have a representative there for sure. All right, gentlemen, thanks a lot for visiting with us this morning, and just like you said, the quicker we can get this resolved, the better.
All right. See y'all on the 16th.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Danny?
Yeah.
Permission to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
Aye. I should have said all in favor, say aye, but aye.
Excellent.